Okay, the boys say today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph. We're holding the Mishnah on the bottom, Ayin Amid Beis. And the Mishnah begins by telling us about Boileshes. Boileshes is kind of an unusual term. Literally, a Boileshes are a group of searchers, people that are searching. Rashi says, Vayechapes is from Loshin of Ubolash. So therefore, these are searchers. Now, what are they searching for? So we have a garrison of troops which are going throughout the city. And why are they there? Because they are marauding. They are looking for money, jewelry, gold, silver, whatever they can get their hands on. That's why they are searchers, searching for good stuff. So Boileshes shenichnas le'ir, they came into the city b'shas shalom, when things are quiet. There is no active war going on, but they are searching. So they go from house to house. And they come across chavios psuchois, open barrels, then asurais. You have to be concerned that since there is no immediate pressure, there's no war going on, so what they might do if they see it in an open barrel, they will, their taiva for avodah zarah is such that they'll put their fingers in and be mishachshech. Will it definitely happen? Won't definitely happen, but there is certainly that possibility. Therefore, we have to be choshish and awesome. However, stumais, if the barrels are sealed, mutares, because after all, they're not interested in wasting time. They want to go from house to house, schnell, take as much jewelry, take as much cash, whatever they can, and pocket it. So they're not going to go and bother with stumais. B'shas melchama, if there's a war going on, elu ve'elu mutares, even the chavis psuchois are mutar. They don't have a minute's moment of time to waste. They want to move on because it's a war. Therefore, they're not going to be menasech. Even chavis psuchais are mutter. Freit Gemara, top of Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph. L'choira, our Mishnah is directly in contrast with another Mishnah in Mesechtes Ksubis, where it says, or many, Ir shekavshua karkoim. Karkam, says Rashi, means that there is a siege around the city. By definition, if there's a siege, we're talking about b'shas mulchama. Kol koyhanoi shebesoicha psulais. Any eishes koyin who is in that town, unfortunately, is bebechinas psula. We have to be choishish that unfortunately she was nivala by one of these marauding troops. Why Davka Eishes Koyin? Because we're assuming that it's a case of Oynis, not a case of Rotzoin. So if an Eishes Yisrael was Chas V'Sholem violated by one of these Karkoim, one of these marauding troops, okay, it's a terrible tragedy and we all feel violated. Nevertheless, but she's Muteris Labala. However, if it's an Eishes Koyin, as we know, Eishes Koyin is a major exception to the rule that even if she's Nensa, she's Asur Labala. And that's why the Mishnah says that unless we know otherwise, unless she can prove otherwise, every one of the Eishes Koyins in town is unfortunately now Becheskas Psula Labala. One second, if we're talking about there's a war, didn't you say in the Mishnah they don't have time to be menasech, to waste time? They are in a war. So how do they waste time now to go and be boil Eishes Koyins? They got to move on. They're enemies. Their war's going on. Amra Meri Lenasach Ein Panai. Levoil Yesh Panai. To go Menasach, for that we don't have time. Oh, but the Taiva of Aroyis is very, very strong. For that, I know there's a war going on, but the ultimate war is the war that each one of us has with the Yetzer Hara. And that war, unfortunately, often takes precedent over physical wars between troops of two sides. So therefore, when they find that there is a woman in the house, they don't ask, oh, by the way, are you an Eishes Koyin? Are you an Eishes Yisrael? They do their thing and violate them. Rachman litzlan. But we're not worried about the Nisachayayin. Forget about the Nisachayayin. There's a war going on. So forget about the Eishes Koyins. Oh, no. Unfortunately, there's a Grois Atava for Erva, for Znus. And therefore, we have to be choshish that every one of the Eishes Koyins in town, unfortunately, was violated, and therefore their psulois to their husbands. On to the next Mishnah. Now, although the Mishnah begins with Umnin Shal Yisrael, this is really a typo. the Bach corrects it, it's Umnin Yisrael. We're talking about that the Yidin were Umnin. Umnin in this case means that they were employees, and they're working for a Goy. And they made up that the Goy is going to pay them, L'moshel, $100 a day for their work. And instead of sending them money, Sholach Lehem Oyvid Kichovim Chovi Shol Yainesach B'Skoran, he sent them payment in kind. What was the payment in kind? He sent them non-kosher nesach wine. Now, they don't want the non-kosher nesach wine. They can't drink it. And yayin nesach is also even bana. So what do they say? They go back to their oivikachovim boss, the employer, and they say to him, thank you, but no thanks. Please take back the wine. We want money. Says the Mishnah, mutaloy maloy tenlonu estomeh. No problem, because after all, they were not kona it. That was not the payment that was due them. He tried to go and give them wine. They said, we don't want the wine. Take it back. Stop whining. Take back the wine. We want money.
And he gives them, said yes? That it was in kind, but it wasn't kind at all.
It wasn't kind at all. Thank you. So bottom line is, look, the Mishnah, they're allowed to give the Yayin Nesach back, and this is not considered to be as if they're getting money instead of Yayin Nesach. That would be Osir, because it's Osir Bano. They weren't supposed to get Yayin Nesach in the first place. And therefore, when he sent them the Yayin Nesach, they politely turned him down. They declined and sent it back. No problem. However, Mishnah Nichlad Rosh Hashanah, if they were already coin it, and they're starting to think, well, what can I do with it? How? Voz Van Vin. Oi, it's Yayin Nesach. There's nothing I can do with it. It's Osir Bano. And now they want to give it back. It's already too late. Because once they're coin it, it becomes usher, and they cannot give it back and get money. It's as if they're getting money for the Yayin Nesach. So therefore, what they have to do is make sure they give it back before they are koinah. When the FedEx person brings in the barrel of wine, they say, no, thank you, take it back. However, if they sign for it and they say, okay, leave it here, we'll take care of it, and they bring it into their reshus, they make a kinyan, whether it's a kinyan chotzer, a mishicha, hagbo, whatever it happens to be. Then, after that, to give it back and get money is problematic. The Mishnah says, awesome.
We had earlier in the Masechta where someone, Goy, damaged, this was not saying someone's wine, and you could get damages from them and ask them for a for payment. So this should be...
That's okay. A nicker, though.
That was...
Probably cautioned with that you could ask the Ovikochavim to pay for the damage that he did.
Hezek for sure. Here we're talking about that there was no hezek. This was a financial transaction. He owes them money. Instead of giving them $100, he gave them 5 barrels of wine, which cost $100 in the marketplace. They accepted it. And now, la'achra masa, they're starting to have second thoughts. Because they speak to their rabbi, and the rabbi says, you're not allowed to drink that. You're not allowed to even have a no. Really? I can't even have a no. So what am I going to do? Let's try to give it back to the goy. So now it's as if you're selling it back to the employer. He's going to give you money. It's not a question of hezek. He wasn't mazik anybody. They're all smiling. They're all dancing together. Enjoy. They're all good friends. No hezek. The problem over here is, unfortunately, because he gave me yayin nesach and they took it without thinking, now it's too late to give it back because they were already kainet. And the Gemara is going to go... Yes. I'm sorry?
A Jew lent money to a guy, and he paid him in Yayin Nesach. Is Umnin different than a loan for this reason? Because it's...
We're going to talk more about loans, both in the next Gemara, and as well in the Gemara following the next Mishnah. So, Mitchum, stay tuned for further discussion about loans. In the meantime, the Gemara tells us, of Yunam Rav. Now, Rav is not going on the Mishnah. He's saying independently. Menos HaMelech means the annual tax that one has to pay. Now, this was a real income tax. And since the Rashi uses the expression Isur Nechosim, sounds like it was a 10%, but of course, Isur is Lav Dafka. And this was an annual Arnuna, an annual tax that you had to pay on your income. So it was not income. You could pay it in money, but you could also pay it in kind. And Shelley says, well, that would not be a kind payment. But the point is that if, for instance, in a given year, Baruch Hashem, your field grew 100 new bushels of wheat. You'd give 10 bushels of wheat to the king or to the governor, whoever the government was at that time. Same thing is if you had behemoths and you had 10 new behemoths that were born to your flock that year, you give them one behemoth, etc. Now, there was a Jew over here that did not have ready cash, and apparently he did not have ready commodities to pay, so he asked a goy to do him a favor. I want you to please be mafayis, in other words, appease the king by paying him on my behalf whatever the tax is, and I'm going to pay you back. You have nothing to worry about. We're good friends. You'll tell me subsequently how much it costs. Take care of it, and I will pay you back. Fine. So the goy agreed to that. And what did he pay him when the tax collector came to his door and said, please, you have to go pay me Isser Nechasim? He said, by the way, I'm not only paying for myself, I'm also paying for my Jewish neighbor, and I'm paying 10%, and I don't have enough cash. I'm going to give you instead barrels of Yayin Nesach. And the tax collector said, that's fine, no problem. And he gave him Yayin Nesach. So now afterwards, the goy comes back to the Jew and says to him, oh, I paid for you, and I paid you in Yayin Nesach. Is the Jew allowed to go and pay him now in money? Because after all, he's paying him for the Yayin Nesach that was paid on his behalf. It sounds like he is paying for that Yayin Nesach that was paid by the goy. Says the Gemara, says Rav, no, it's not. What's the reason why it's not? Because I didn't ask him to pay in Yayin Esach. I just asked him to please go and pay the Choyv. As Barry was talking about before, it's a form of a loan. I'm asking him to pay on my behalf, so he's giving an advance on my behalf, and now I'm paying it back a week later, a month later. The fact that he paid it in wine, did I ask him to pay in wine? As far as I'm concerned, he could have given money. He could have given whatever. If that was not my business, I just know that the debt incurred that I owe him is $100. I pay him $100. No problem. Frank Timor, it's not so simple. We have a price in Meisve. Al yoimer odom li oivit gechovim, oil tachti li oitzer. A yid is not allowed to tell a goy, go instead of me to the oitzer. Rashi says oitzer again means, Rashi says tup shatim, either means the shoiter. Shoiter means the policeman. Or the oitzer, says Rashi, is aleph and ayin are mischalef, and it really means the oitzer, the treasuries of the king. To go and replenish the oitzeres of the king, because the king uses up the treasury every year, and so therefore you gotta replenish it. So a person shouldn't go and say to the guy, I have no funds to go and pay the annual tax. Oil tachtil oitzer, please go instead of me to the oitzer, to the policeman, to the tax collector, to the king, whatever it is. You'll afterwards give me a bill for, you'll tell me exactly how much you paid, and I'm going to pay you back. So you shouldn't do that. Why shouldn't he do that? Because we're concerned that maybe, for instance, he's going to go and pay Yayin Nesach, and now when he pays him back, he's going to be paying for the Yayin Nesach. So that's just the opposite of Rav. Rav said, Mutali Odom Loim Eloivik Kachovim. And here it says, Al Yoimar Odom. Amalei Rav, so Rav responds, Oil tachti li oitzer ka'amris. You're trying to bring a raya from the case of oil tachti li oitzer. Haloi dami el leha. Aval oim aloi malteini mino oitzer. Meaning, the brisa that we just quoted, you asked me akasha from the reisha. My halacha is not similar to the reisha. My halacha is similar to the seifa. What's the seifa? Seifa is that a Jew can go and say to the Gentile, don't say oil tachti li oitzer, but he can go and say, malteini mina oitzer. Malteini means go and save me, redeem me from the oitzer. How do you save me? By paying the money on my behalf, and I'll pay you back in Mir Tashem in a month when I have cash, no problem. So what's the difference? In both cases, the Yid is asking the goy for a favor, take care of the oitzer for me, either oil tachti or malteini. What difference does it make? Says Rashi, although it sounds to us very legalistic, however, this is a very important distinction. Because when you say oil tachti li oitzer, you're giving him a power of attorney and saying to him, I want you to represent me in front of the tax collection authorities, and you will be my shliach. Oil tachti, go instead of me as a shliach. Oh, as a shliach. If the goy now goes and pays in Yayin Esach, even though I didn't ask him to, but I gave him full power of attorney, full authority to do and whatever he has to do. Oh, so when he's paying now the Yayin Esach, he's paying the Yayin Esach on my behalf as if I am paying the Yayin Esach. It's a shliach shel adam kimoisrei type of concept. That being the case, now when I pay him back in money, I'm getting the benefit of the Yayin Esach that was paid. However, if I say Malteini, I didn't appoint him as my shliach. I told him, take care of this any way, shape, or form, whatever you need to do, take care of it. But I didn't make him my representative or my shliach. And therefore, when he decides to go and give the Yayin Nesach, that's his own independent discretion, his own independent decision. I had nothing to do with it. So therefore, I can go and pay him back the money, even though he paid in Yayin Nesach. So Rav says, my case, when I asked him, say, b'hofes alai, I didn't give him a power of attorney and say, you be my shliach. He just said, take care of it. No, that's just like the safe of the Brisa, which says, you're allowed to tell him, Malteini, take care of it for me. That's no problem. Then it's not a shliach, and therefore, even if he pays in Yayin Esach, I can pay him back in cash, and it's not a situation of having a no from the Yayin Esach. On to the next Mishnah. You have over here a business transaction. A Jew is selling wine to a guy. And it's, of course, he's selling kosher wine. The concern of our Mishnah and the concern of the Gemara is that it should not become Yayin Nesach when it's still in the hands of the Jew, when it's still under the ownership of the Jew. Because if it becomes Yayin Nesach, and then after that, the Jew gets paid for the Yayin Nesach, he's getting paid for Yayin Nesach. So therefore, he has to make sure that he receives the money and that he transfers the goods when it's still kosher, before the guy who bought it has a chance to be menasech. So we're going to have a fairly extensive discussion about this here in the Mishnah and in the Gemara all the way to the bottom of the Amud Beis. So the Mishnah begins. He's selling yain to the guy. Posak actually mother. Posak means that they agreed to a price. Whatever the price is, $10 a gallon, lemoshel. The goy says to the Jew, that sounds like the right price. I see the wine, I smell it, smells good, looks good, $10 is a good price. So then he already agreed. No money changed hands yet. Actually, modad. Subsequent to that, the goy says, you know what? Since you're giving me a good price, $10 a gallon, I want to go and take 5 gallons. So what does he do? He now does a medida. Medida means that he goes and measures. How does he go and measure? Mitchum will see in the Gemara, he's going to go and pour it from one container to another container, as we'll see shortly. Dama mutarim. If after that the goy pays the Jew for the wine, the dama mutarim means that the wine that he sold was still kosher wine at the time, even though the goy made a medida, he measured it. We'll see in the Gemara shortly, this medida means it was what we would call a meshicha. The Gemara, in fact, uses the term meshicha throughout. The term meshicha is not exact, because what we're really referring to is hagba'ah. The reason why the Gemara uses the term meshicha is to distinguish with the kinyan ma'ois. We're not talking about a kinyan of money, we're talking about a kinyan, a physical kinyan. The Gemara calls it Meshicha as a loose term, but he's really referring to Hagbah. How do you have Hagbah over here? Every time one picks up the barrel to go and pour wine from a larger container into a smaller container, you can only pick it up with Hagbah. Hagbah is a kinyan, as we know. We'll see shortly in the Gemara, do we say that Shar Kinyonim are Koine Ba'ovid Kechavim, or do you say only Mo'ois Koinois? That's going to be the major issue for the Gemara momentarily. But in the meantime, again, what's going on? Pasak, they agreed to a price. Actually, mother, before the Medida took place. Medida, again, he picked up the barrel. When he's picking up the barrel and pouring out, I'm not concerned yet. That pouring itself, It makes a kinyan, however, it doesn't make it yayin nesach. When does it become yayin nesach? After he does the medida and the pouring. Then he'll put his hands in, he'll put his fingers in, he'll be meshach sheikh, and then it will be yayin nesach. Ah, since he did the pisuk dam, the domim, since they already agreed to a price in advance, we considered as if the deal is done. So even though after that, when the person paid the money, when the goy paid, it was already after he made a kinyan, and presumably even after he was menasech the wine, doma mutarim, the money is okay. The Gemara will talk about on the Amud Beis why. After all, since the money was only paid post medida, post kinyan on the part of the goy, and post the kinyan, we assume that the goy was menasech the wine. Why don't we go and say that when the Jew received the money, the wine was already yayin nesach, and therefore he is selling yayin nesach and getting money for it because the goy was already menasech it. Why do we say that it's mutter? So the Gemara is going to say on the Amud Beis that because they made a pisuk damim, that means they already agreed to the price, there was already a smichas das. Smichas das means that there was a meeting of the minds on this sale, so that when the goy made the medida, the sale was now complete because they have an agreed price. He made a kinyan, and at this point, the wine is still kosher wine. A minute later, the goy is going to put his hands in, and he's going to be menasech it. But Rabbi Yisai, that's already after the kinyan. It's already when the goy received it. However, when it was still in the hands of the Jew, it was kosher wine. So this money is not being received for yayin nesach. The money is being received for that original piece of damim that took place before when they closed and clinched the deal. Therefore, the wine, the money is mutter. However, modad ad shaloi pasak, what happens if the Jew allowed the goy to make a kinyan, mishicha, really hagba'ah, on the wine before they came to an agreed price? So therefore, prior to the agreed price, it was still the Jew's wine. The goy was already menasech the wine. Now when they agreed to the price and he eventually pays, he's paying for yayin esach, because the goy was already menasech the wine before they agreed to terms. So it was still the Jew's wine. And now this Jew's wine has become nifsal by the goy being menasechit. Therefore the halacha is damav asur. We're going to talk much more about this in the Amud Beis. In the meantime, the Gemara starts off with a memra, which is not directly related to our Mishnah. It's on its own. At the end of today's daf, the Gemara is going to bring our Mishnah as a raya to one man diyomar and a kasha on the other man diyomar. So we start off with Omer HaMeimer, Meshicha ba'ovid kechavim kaina. You should know that the kinyan of Meshicha, and again, lav dafke Meshicha, same thing applies to Hagba, other kinyanim, they apply to goyim just like they apply to yin, and therefore when a goy is moishich something or he's magbia something, he is kaina. I'll bring your eyes as a meimer. Teida dahani parsoi. These Persian, meaning Persian goyim, mishadri pardashni lahadodi v'loihadri behu. Rashi has two pshatim in what the word pardashni means. First pshat, Rashi says, pardashni means presence. That one Persian sends presents to his fellow Persians, and when the person receives it, and he does his mashicha or hagbah, he keeps it, and he never sends it back. Well, after all, sometimes he may feel embarrassed. Why? By in receiving this present, he feels that it's not deserved. Or maybe it's a pink elephant that he has no need for, and therefore he would send it back. No. Once they receive it, they've made a kinyan, they don't go and change their minds. That's the first pshat of Rashi with doyrei. Second pshat of Rashi, if you want to look at the Rashi, it's six lines from the bottom of the Amid. Pardashni is doyrein a present. Lehadri behu hasholchin. nobody changes their mind. Even the Shelech doesn't say, you know what, I changed my mind. Instead of sending you this, I'm going to send you something else. No, they don't change their minds. Alma Mashiach Kaninu HaMekabel. Once the Mekabel receives it, it's done, Rabbi Sai. Lishnach Rin, another Pshat Mitzvus HaGoinim Perdashni, Mishiyesh Leikur Chitim Limkar. Person has a large quantity of Chitim, a Kor. Kor is 30 Sa'a. Poinsik Domelu Lekeach, they first agree to a price. Vahilich Lebeisai, he goes to his house, Mishag Eloi Kav Chitim, Lirois Kav Mehen Yofais. They've agreed to the price, but he hasn't agreed yet to buy the Schoida because he wants to see, is it triple A great grain, or unfortunately, is it triple Z quality? So he sends to him a small quantity, a kav of chitim, Leroy, to see if they're good. As soon as he says, you know, this kav looks fine, I'm keeping it, then the mekach is koina, even though he didn't go and pay yet, and even though he didn't take the full kor, but since they agreed to a price, and he took a kav chitim, it's done. If he says, no good, inferior, he can return it. So we see that receiving it, even though no money changed hands yet, just taking that kav chitim in hand and saying, I agree, we already have a deal, and lo yhadri bahu, and they don't change their minds after that. So we see that from the case of the pardashni, that Meshicha ba'ovid kechavim kain. That was a Maimer's halacha. Rav Ashi respectfully disagreed. Rav Ashi Omar, lo'olam ein malach mishiach bayi v'chavim ein koyim. You have no right that mishiach is koyim. Really, it could be this, not koyim. V'haid lo'y hadribu. You know why they don't go and change their minds? Teromas ruchu denikita lehu. Because they're a bunch of arrogant, pompous individuals, and their arrogance is such that even if they made a mistake, or they're not happy, or they don't think it's a good idea, they don't like the present, they decided that the chitim are not exactly what I wanted them to be. They're so pompous, they don't want to go and admit to mistakes. They are always perfect. Sounds like presidents that I know, never make mistakes, know everything, know better than anybody else. They're slightly or greatly arrogant. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so you have no raya from the fact that the Pardashi, they don't change their minds. It's because of their midois loy toivos. Omer Rav Ashi b'Noam min Allah, I'll bring you a raya. The Mashiach is not koyin. What's the raya? Midahomlu Rav la no savyasa. Who are the savyasas? We already had, if you remember yesterday, a misubisa. And Rashi said that the word misubisa comes from the word zoylel v'soyve. Ah. Zoyl v'soyv is, of course, is by the Ben Soyr Moira, and that's talking about a person that eats a lot and drinks a lot. So the Misubisa of yesterday was a lady that owned and that ran a wine store. And here we're talking about not women, but men that are in the business of selling wine. So Rav gave them the following instruction. Be careful. I don't want the wine to become Yayin Nesach before the sale is complete. Because if that's the case, it will be Jewish wine, which has become Yayin Nesach. Now I'm going to get the money. I'm getting wine. I'm getting money for Yayin Nesach. You're not allowed to have Anoa from Yayin Nesach. So therefore, be careful. Get the money first, said Rav. Ki kalisu chamra. Kalisu over here means to measure. When you're measuring out wine for sale. Oiv dikachom. Shaklu zuzi minai. First, agree to a price and take the money and put it in your pocket. And then after that, allow the goy to go and be modate, to go and pick up the wine, to make a kinyan hagbo'ah. And after that, within a minute, he's going to go and be nogea and he's going to be menasech. Doesn't matter. You already have the money in hand, so it's no longer your wine. It's his wine. His wine, he can do whatever he wants to. He can be menasech it. Fenhamp is Morgan for the next 24 hours, no problem. So take the money first. One second, let's just finish the thought. What happens if they come to the store and they don't have any cash and they forgot to take along their American Express card and you're not supposed to leave home without it, but he did and he has no money. So what the Jewish wine merchant should do, Isifinu, he should lend him the money and say, you owe me $5,000, here's $5,000, Vada Shekil Minayu, and then take it back from him. Remember I told Barry, I promised him we're going to talk about loans. So he took a loan, and now, by doing that, the goy owns the barrels of wine even before he started measuring. So before he had any physical contact, I don't have a problem of Yai Nesach. It only becomes Nesach afterwards when Kailisa, when he's going to go and measure it and be Menasach, etc. The Eloy of Visahachi, because you wine merchants, if you don't do that, if you don't take the money up front, Kikohavi Yai Nesach, when the goy will measure the wine, and then a moment later he's going to go and be Menasach the wine, Vishusayichu Kavi, it's still yours. It's still Jewish wine. And when you take money subsequently, you're going to be taking money for the sale of Yayin Nesach, which is Osir Bahana. Brother Shai, did you have a question?
I'm just saying, why are we ignoring the whole Kenya Kessa of a
Kabbalah? We're not ignoring it. We're asking, in addition to, is there also a Kinyan Mashiach or Hagbo or Chotzer by a goy? So he's saying, rather give the money up front. By giving the money up front, like Brother Shai has just said so beautifully and authoritatively, the Kinyan will be Chal by giving the money, and then any wine that he's going to measure out now is no longer my concern. It's not my wine. I already sold it to him. He already paid for it. It's his wine. Make sure you get the money up front. Because if you don't get the money up front, but rather you're going to allow the goy to first pick up the wine and be moded it, he's going to make a kinyan as a result. And then he's going to be menasich the wine. And guess what happens now? Now when you get the money, you're getting money for yayin nesach wine, which is asur. Okay?
Yeah, when he picks it up, he's not being, you know, there's no intention be
Kenyan, I think we're okay. So that's the next Gemara. Thank you very much for pointing that out. Zoktimar, v'sokadaitech meshicha ba'evit kechavim koine. If you're going to go and tell me when he picks it up, he's koine it like a meimar said, midamoshcha oivit kechavim kanya. As soon as he picks it up, he's koine it. If he's koine it, it's going to belong to the guy. If it's going to belong to the guy, ya'inestach lehav adenogabe. It's only going to come Yayin Nesach a moment later. Rashi says in a couple of places, both in the Amud Aleph and here on the Amud Beis, that after he does the Medid, that he knows that he has 5 gallons, 10 gallons, whatever he wants to buy, only after that he's going to put his hands in, and then it's going to become Yayin Nesach. So therefore, says Rav Ashi, why do we have to insist, like Rav says, in getting the money up front? Why? Because I'm afraid he's going to be Menasach it. And if he's going to be Menasach, he's going to be Menasach Jewish wine. And now the Jew is going to go and get money for the sale of non-kosher Yayin Nesach wine. No, you don't need the money. Just have the goy go and do the Kinyan Medida, which the Gemara calls Meshicha, which is really Hagba'ah. Now that he's going to pick up the wine, who's going to own the wine now? The goy will own it. Now when he's been Menasach it a moment later, he's being menasach his own wine because he was already koine the wine. Is the charaya that Meshicha is not koine? So even though when the goy picks it up, he's moided, he does hagba, he does galila, he does Meshicha, not koine. What happens now? A moment later he's going to go and touch the wine, he's going to be menasach it, and it's still going to be the Jew's wine. Now when the Jew gets the money subsequently, he's getting money for the sale of Yayin Nesach. So therefore, says Rav Ashi, now I understand why Rav was so insistent in getting the money up front. Because he holds that Meshicha is not koina. Since Meshicha is not koina, until the Jew gets the money, the wine belongs to the Jew. And guess what happens? Before he actually received the money, the money is going to be transformed into Yayin Nesach. If we allow the goy to do the initial medida, it won't belong to him because the Mashiach ain a koinis, says Rav Ashi. It's still Jewish wine, Jewish owned wine. And what happens now? After he does his medida, he's going to put his hand in, he's going to go and do a shichshuch. He's going to be menasach the wine. But it's still the Jews' wine. And now the wine, now they're going to arrange for payment. He is selling now yayin nesach to this guy. You're not allowed to take the money. Take the money up front before he does a medida with a negia in the wine while he'll be menasach. So the chayyim have a good teraya that Mashiach is not koin. Zokti Gemara, no, you have no raya. If we were talking about that the Jew is transferring the wine from his own big kli to a smaller kli, in other words, from a big wine chavius, a wine barrel, into smaller jugs, you would have a good raya. But that's not our case over here. We're talking about that when we are measuring the wine, we're pouring it into the kalim of the goy. So what's the problem? Because we're assuming that there is a residue of yayin nesach on the bottom of the kli of the goy. And now when I'm pouring in the yayin, the kosher wine, it's going to go and touch that wine down below. When it touches that wine down below, it becomes, I would say, contaminated, but it becomes nisnasech, because min b'minoy loy batel, the yayin nesach down below will merge with the wine that I'm pouring into that guy's jug, and guess what? It's going to become yayin nesach. And this is going to go and take place even before any kinyan was made, before Mashiach, before going and paying for it. That was the concern. That's the research. Could be the Mashiach is your koine. But we're talking about that he didn't make a Mashiach. He didn't make a Hagbah. He didn't make any Kinyan. But it's going to become Nesach even without his putting his fingers in, because the wine is going to become contaminated by pouring into the mana of the Oivik Chavim. And that's the reason why he said, pay, take the money first. So you shouldn't have a problem of selling Yayin Nesach and getting paid for Yayin Nesach. Frank Dimar, 1 second. Soif, soif. I believe that Mashiach, in fact, is not Koine. And I'll bring you a raya. Soif, soif, ki motel avir demona kanya. Yayin Nesach lehave ademotel arise demona. Just because he started pouring wine into the kli that belongs to the goy, where there's a residue of Yayin Nesach on the bottom, it doesn't become Yayin Nesach as soon as it gets into the kli, because after all, there is ear space between the top of the kli and the bottom of the kli. And therefore, kimot lavir demana, when the wine gets into the ear space of the mana, kanya, the goy is koina. The Gemara assumes at this point that the goy is holding his mana. He's holding his own jug. And therefore, since he's holding it, that is a form of hagba, says Rashi. And therefore, the goy is koine. When will it become yayin nesach? Only when 10 seconds later, 15 seconds later, that the yayin is going to hit rock bottom in the bottom of that jug. Yayin nesach lehave ademot larisi demana. It's only become yayin nesach subsequently. So what's the problem? If you hold that Mashiach, in fact, is koine, like Amemar said on the Amud Aleph, and remember, when we say Mashiach really mean Hagbah, so then he's going to be koine. Why are you concerned, according to Rav, that you should pay the money up front? Because you don't want the Jew to be selling Yayin Esach. He won't be selling Yayin Esach, because the goy will be koine as soon as he does that Hagbah, when the wine is coming into the barrel, into his hands. It belongs to him now. At that point, he's mechuyev the money. And since he was koinen, he's mechuyev the money. Now the Jew is selling kosher wine. When does it become non-kosher wine? 5 seconds later, when the wine hits the bottom of the jug. So why did Rav insist on getting the money up front? Because he holds Mashiach ein koine, Hagbah ein koine. Since Hagbah ein koine, the goy, when he's receiving the wine in the bottom of the barrel and it touches the yayin, it becomes yayin nesach. When subsequently he pays me the money, he's paying for my, the Jew's yayin nesach. That's why he said, go and pay the money up front, because Mashiach is not koin. Freiti Mora, are you telling me that there is two different time periods? The time when the yayin nesach, when the yayin gets into the mana, and then subsequently when it hits rock bottom, that is totally in the famous machloikis where the nitzik vakatafris, are they a chibur or not? L'choyre, based on what you're telling me, shmamino nitzik chibur, that nitzik is a chibur, meaning that as soon as it gets into the kli, even though it hasn't touched the yayin nesach down below, but just by the fact that you are pouring from the upper kli into the lower kli, where in the lower kli there is yayin nesach, it becomes yayin nesach as soon as it enters into the kli. Ah, that's why Rav said, go and pay the money up front, because even before he does his medida, before he does his kinyan hagba'ah, by holding on to this kli, when the wine is being poured in, it becomes yayin nesach the first second. If you hold nitzik chibur, zokti mara loy, idenokli avichavim lekli biyadei hachanami. What you are telling us would make sense if the goy is holding on to the kli. Why? Because he has in fact a kinyan hagbar. Loy tzrichi, we're talking about the manach ha'ara. Oh, the kli is on the ground. Since it's on the ground, there's no kinyan of meshicha or hagbar. The Gemara always uses the term, you see the top line of the Gemara, it's in Midamashcha Ayvikachavim. But if you look at Rashi, fourth line, Midamati, onto the first of the narrow lines, Midamati Lavir, Damana Devichavim, Kanya, Ayvikachavim, the Hagbah. So the term Mashiach that you find throughout this Gemara is Lav Dafka. He's just saying a non-Mo'ois Kinyan. So where are we holding in all of this now? What the Gemara is saying is, we're trying to bring a Raya that Mashiach is not koine. Because if Mashiach is koine, why did Rav insist on going and paying the money up front? Let the goy make the Mashiach. He'll now, Mashiach hagba, he'll be koine it. Once he's koine it, he is required to go and pay the money to the Jew. And therefore, any second that he's not paying at the moment, it's like a halva'ah. And then when the goy is menasech it, the wine, 5 seconds later, Rabbi Isai, guess what? It already belongs to the goy. He was not menasach Jewish wine. It was menasach his own goyish wine. Now, that's fine when the Jew is receiving the money, even though he's getting the money later, but it's really in payment of the loan that the goy owed as soon as he made his meshicha or his agbar. Says the Gemara, you can't bring a raya because he's not holding on to the kli. So there was no agbar. It's just on the ground. Oh. So as soon as you pour the wine in, either if you hold nitzik chibur, it'll become immediately in the yayin nesach, or when it reaches the bottom of the kli, then it'll become yayin nesach when it touches the residue of the yayin nesach that was there before. In the meantime, the Jew is owning the wine because the goy didn't make any kinyan, nishka meshicha, nishka hagbo, nishgunish. It's Jewish wine. If it's Jewish wine that becomes now yayin nesach because it touches the residue in the bottom of the kli, and he subsequently pays for that wine, he's now paying for yayin nesach. And that's why, take the money up front when the wine is totally kosher before it becomes nisnasach. Zokti Gemara, the tikni lekalev, fine. There was no kinyan agbah because he didn't pick it up. However, let him be koina with a kinyan kli, which is really a kinyan chotzer, not a chotzer the way we normally think of a chotzer, which is at least dalet al dalet amis, a mini chotzer in the form of this kli. Why don't you say that as soon as the wine goes into the kli, the goy is koina, not because he's holding it, it's on the ground, but he's koina mitar his chotzer because it goes into his kli now. And if it goes into his kli, when it later touches the residue at the bottom, I agree with you, it becomes nesach, but it was already the goy's wine when it became nesach. So it's not my problem. As soon as it gets into the kli, the goy was koine it. When it hits the residue on the bottom, it becomes nesach. So therefore, it was the goy's wine that became nesach. Why did you have to pay up front? So, is l'choyre, I want to bring a raya from this, that you're the particular caliph shamino, l'choyre, the caliph shalkech, which is moicha loikana lekech, that even though it came into his kli, you don't say that his keli is koina. Why? Because your kli, the kli of the lekech, is in the much wider, broader Rishus Moicher. It's in the Moicher's house or the Moicher's wine cellar or wine store. So you cannot go and put your own little chotzerul, your mini chotzer, and build it in somebody else's large chotzer. And therefore he was not koina bekinyan chotzer. And that's why there was no kinyan. And that's why pay the money up front so that your Jewish wine doesn't become yayin nesach prior to it changing hands to the guy. You can go and say that the kech is koina. No, if the kech is koina, why did he insist on getting the money up front? As soon as the wine started going into the kli, that first drop, it becomes the guy's wine, because it's a mini chotzer, the guy is koina, even though it's on the ground, he's not picking it up. No hagba, no mashicha. But kinyan chotzer in the kli, it belongs to the guy. When the wine hits rock bottom, it hits the yayin nesach, it was already the guy's wine when it became yayin nesach. So it wasn't the Jewish-owned wine that became yayin nesach, it was the guy's owned wine that became yayin nesach. So ibazoi, why do you have to go and give the money up front? Is the chasimin that a goy has no kinyonim other than kinyan ma'ois? Evdimor loy, oylem emalach kanalekech. Really, the kinyan chatzah would normally work. And the reason why over here said, Rav, pay the money up front, ki going to ikka, akvas yayin apume de kuznosa, de kamakama insechlei. What is this all about? Akva means a lip on the top of a kli. And when you are pouring from the larger barrel into this smaller jug, because there is a lip, it doesn't go directly into the ear space of the kli. First, it goes on top of the lip, and then from there flows down into the kli. And you're wondering to yourself, what difference does that make? Because since there's a lip, which means that there is a surface space at the top of the kli, we assume that there is a drop or two of yayin nesach on that lip, because that's the nature of things. So not only is there residue at the bottom of the kli, there's yayin nesach residue at the top of the kli. I don't know if that can be called residue, but you get the point, that there's a drop or two of wine at the top of the kli. And therefore, when I, the Jew, I'm going to go and pour wine into the jugs of the goy, as soon as it touches that lip, it's going to become yayin nesach. Oy, oy, oy. My Jew's owned wine, this Jewish owned wine, is now becoming yayin nesach before he sells it to the goy. Because the goy will only get that kinyan when it comes into the ear space of the kli. Even if you hold that kalev shalikeach b'shus moicher kono loikeach, it's going to become nesach prior to that kinyan. So the Jew still owns it and becomes contaminated by those couple of drops on top of the lip. It's going to become nisnasech. That's why Rav said, take the money first. Because as soon as you take the money, then you have no further concern. It's now the goy's wine. It's no longer your wine. Barry has a question.
First of all, it surprises me that they're being so lenient in the hair splitting, because it's yayin nesach, but it's zorah, mitzvah, all that stuff, just blanket rule. But besides that, this whole thing about the lip, the opening, once it's on the opening, it's in the kli, it's governed by the kli receiving it. Just like if it was being poured in, even before it hits the ground, the floor of the kli, the gravity is going to pull it down. So once it's on the lip of the kli, it's in the airspace, it's in the kli. How are we distinguishing the edge of the kli, the opening of the kli, from the kli itself? It's effectively the same thing. It is the kli. You can't go into the lip of the kli and then dash out and run away. The wine's not going to have legs suddenly and jump off the lip.
I hear you loud and clear. Our Gemara assumes that it only becomes a kinyan chotzer if and when the wine actually enters into the Aver Hakli. If you noticed on the fourth line from the top of the Yomid, the Gemara says, Soif, soif, ki mata la'avira demana kanya. It's koina when it gets into the Aver. Here the lip is on top of that Aver, and therefore the Kli is only, the kinyan is only when it settles into the Aver Hakli. If you look further at the Rashi over here, Rashi Akvas Yayin, about 10 lines from the top of the Yomid. Oignim, oignim means a lip. Yesh bekelev shel oivik chavim, shemes akiv ha yayin al piv, where wine gets stuck, so to speak, on top of that lip. Tipoy snake tipim. We're not talking about huge amounts. It means a little drop here, a little bit drop there. And therefore, mikame the namti chamad Yisrael bavir the mana the oivik chavim, even before the wine enters into the avir, it's already mitzer by hitipas yayin shal piv. So until it goes into the Avir, no kinyan is taking place. But guess what? But it's become yayin nesach from the drop or two on top of the lip. Ay, ay, ay. The Jew now owns yayin nesach wine. When he gets paid subsequently, he's getting paid for yayin nesach wine. So Yomara, that's why Rav said, pay me the money up front so we don't have a problem. He said to the sellers,
this, you have to pay lip service.
You have to pay lip service. Oh, yeah, yeah, I love that. You're great. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says now, Ukiman. So now, bottom line, what Rav Ashi has concluded his raya, and he's saying is, that's why Rav said, go and give the money up front, because I'm worried about the Nesach possibility prior to any kinyan being made, prior to Hagbah, and prior to a Meshicha, prior to a kinyan Chatzer. I'm very concerned that the Jew should not sell yain that's nisnasech before the kinyan is finally consummated, then he won't be able to take the money. Says Yimar, if that's how you're learning Pshat, is l'chayru keman d'leikru b'shem gamliel. L'chayru then, the Rav is disagreeing with Reb Shimon Gamliel. What do you mean he's disagreeing? Here Reb Shimon Gamliel, ha'ama yimacher kula evdichavim chutmi d'mei yayin nesach sheboy. Who is this Reb Shimon Gamliel? This is a Mishnah that we haven't gotten to yet. If you want to turn to Dafim, to Daf Ayin Dalid Amid Aleph, Ayin Dalid Amid Aleph, look at the bottom of the Amid, there are two Mishnahis. Second Mishnah on the bottom, Yayin nesach shenofal libar. We have a bar. Bar, as you know, is that large container-like cistern or whatever that you have in the winery where the wine press. All the wine down below, Baruch Hashem, is kusha v'yusher. And unfortunately, some yayin nesach spilled into it. Says the Tanakama, kuli asa banoa. It's min b'minoi. And therefore it's lay bottle, the whole thing becomes asabana. Pshem Gamliel is much more makel. And he said, no, yimakal kuli ayvigachavim, chutz medmei yayin nesach shabai. I agree that you cannot drink from the wine, but I wouldn't go and asar it bana. What you can do is take the entire bar. Let's assume the bar has it at 100 gallons. Let's assume that 1 gallon of yayin nesach fell into it. So I have now 101. What you can do is go to a goy, sell the entire kit and caboodle, meaning all of that wine, but only charge him for 100. Don't charge him for 101. Now notice right after the Mishnah, Amar Rav, I paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel, chavius b'chavius avaloi yayin b'yayin. What does it mean, chavius b'chavius? That means if I had 100 barrels of kosher wine and got mixed into it 1 barrel of yayin nesach, I agree with Reb Shimon Gamliel, mutter b'hanoah, meaning not that one, but sell all 101 barrels and take payment for 100 barrels. But if yayin b'yayin, wine fell into the wine, nah. The whole thing becomes aser, tamei, contaminated, yayin nesach. You can't go and say, just cut off those 2 drops, and the rest of it is kosher, or at least I can go and sell it. No, all of it is asur ban. Okay, so now getting back to our Gemara here on the Amud Beis. What happens? I am pouring all this wine into the kli of the goy, and initially it hits that one or two drops of wine, which is sitting nicely on top of the lip of the kli. Oy, oy, oy! All the wine is going to become yayin nesach. Not according to Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says that even though the yayin fell into the bar, only the yayin nesach is yayin nesach. The rest of the wine is still mutalach mutalach, not to drink, but you can go and sell the wine. Izokti Yomara lechoyra, from the fact that Rav insisted, take the money up front, is the liquor of Shimon Gamliel. Dear Shimon Gamliel Omar, we're back here on Ayin Aleph from the base. He said, Yimacher kulevar yizachom, chutz mi dmei yayin nesach shabai. Who cares that it touched a couple of drops of wine on the top of the lip? You can still go and sell all of this wine to a guy and just give him a discount for the amount of the drops and say, those drops I can't charge you. That's also mana. But the rest of the wine is kosher. The fact that Rav didn't say that, but Rav says, get your money up front. It must have said that Rav does not paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Says the Gemara, you're right that Rav doesn't paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Midu time el Rav. Omer Rav, the Gemara that we just quoted from Ayin Dalet, Itaka says, look, Reb Shimon Gamliel, but only Chavius b'Chavius. Avaloi Yayin b'Yayin. This is, of course, is another raya to what we said already yesterday and the day before, etc., that only Rabbi Yochanan gave that firm statement that we always pass with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, except for the three cases, Orev, Tzidah, and Araya, Chreina. But others disagree. We already found that Rava disagrees, and Shmuel disagrees, and Rav now disagrees. Rav says, yeah, I pass with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but not in the case of the Mishnah, where the wine, Yayinessa, poured into the bar. Oh, no, no. The whole thing is Oshabah. No. They only agree to B'chavis. B'chavis of Eloi, Yayin, B'yayin. So Rav Lishita also, he said, that if the wine is going to go and touch that lip, the whole thing is going to become Yayin Nesach, even before it goes into the Kli, even before any Kenyan is made. Therefore, get the money up front, so we don't have a problem of a Jew selling Yayin Nesach wine and getting paid Isser Hano money for that Isserana.
Frank, yayin b'yayin, is that because it's considered min b'mina in that case? What is the distinction again?
Exactly, because it's min b'mina. Min b'mina is loy batel. So even
but
if only...
But chavios, there it's
already considered distinct enough. It's not min b'mina?
Yeah, exactly. Min b'mina means that the two link together. You have kosher wine and non-kosher wine. Min b'mina does not become batel, even though... We're talking about a little yayin nesach spilled into the bar. Bar could have 100 gallons, and 5 teaspoons full fell in. Says the Tanna Kamma, Oser bano, Oser im b'mashu. Min b'mina is im b'mashu. Says Reb Shimon Gamliel, I agree with your halacha that it's Oser b'shtia, but it doesn't passel it b'hano, you can sell the whole thing. Chutz midmei yayin nesach shabai. Okay.
And we're holding now a sheet that means that we know it's Osir, but we obviously have that to be my focus.
Obviously, you're 100% right. No question about it. Absolutely right. Okay? Anyway.
Put the view down the bottom.
Right. The view that says that means it's Osir.
If you want to turn back to Samach Tes Omid Aleph, Samach Tes Omid Aleph, you'll recall that right before the Mishnah at the top of the Yomid, about 10 lines in, the Gemara said, Hilchasa idi v'idi b'shitin. Remember our favorite mouse that fell into either the vinegar or the beer. The halach is b'shitin. 60, 1 out of 60. B'chein kol yisrin shabatari, 1 out of 60. And then you remember, you look at the Rashi. Rashi was 6 lines from the top of the Yomid. B'chein kol yisrin shabatari b'shitin. B'chein halach r'vachu v'yisrael. Min b'she'einoi minoi b'shitin. And therefore, getting back to our Mishnah here on Daf Ayin Dalid, we're talking min b'mina yayin b'yayin. No, b'mashu. Aser, aser. Aye, we pass the Reb Shimon Gamliel, yeah, by the Chavius, because the Chavius didn't merge with the Chavius. The wine merged with the wine, but one barrel didn't go and merge with the other barrel. Therefore, Rav effectively saying we do not paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel of that Mishnah, but rather as soon as the wine that touches the yayin nesach, the two drops at the top of the lip, will become, the whole wine will now become nisnasech, and therefore make sure you get your money up front, because if you're going to get your money later on, you're going to be benefiting from the sale of yayin nesach wine. Frank Dimara.
Well, like we have Zosha Chatichos, we always have the case three Chatichos of Basar, that if it's one is treif and two are kosher, we say that it's Bako, even though it's Mithamino.
So what you're saying is that your recollection is that we do not paskin the min b'mina b'mashu, correct?
Right.
But Rav does.
So
yeah. You're wondering what would be the psak of in our Gemara and of Rashi. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So the good news is that that's the Rashi as we quoted it before. However, others say that we disagree with that Rashi. And that, in fact, min b'minoi is also the shishim and not the mashim. But for our purposes, since we're talking according to Rav, Rav holds that min b'minoi is b'mashim, and that's why he holds that if the wine, yayin nesach, even though it's two drops, falls into 100 gallons of wine, the whole thing becomes asur bahan no'ah, and you not only can't drink it, you can't go and sell it. Shem Gamliel disagrees. Shem Gamliel says, no, you can sell it. Chutz midmei yayin nesach shemai. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. So the Gemara asks now a kasha meisvei. Halakeh grutois benayt gicham. You remember we had this Gemara already before, that if you go and buy grutois, grutois means broken pieces of silver. You have a silversmith, and after he molds and solders together a whole bunch of stuff, he always has little pieces left over. If you want to go and buy those pieces, you agree, you have a whole bunch of shirayim from the silver pieces, you put it on the scale, it's worth 1 pound, and you agree to a price, and I'm going to go and buy these grutois. And then, as he's looking through the inventory of these broken pieces, he finds there a small tzelem, a small avodah zarah, and he says, ay, 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 if it's avodah zarah, I have no use for that, because if and when I buy that, it becomes an ovei kachavim shel Yisrael. And you remember we had the Mishnah before that an avodah zarah shel Yisrael, nobody can be mevatel. Not only can the Jew not be mevatel it, even a goy cannot be mevatel avodah zarah shel Yisrael. And that being the case, he's quite upset. So zokt dibraisa, im achli nosen mois, no money changed hands, moshach, even though he took the goods. We're talking about a yid. The yid did mashicha. A yid, of course, mashicha helps. He did mashicha, he did hagbah, and he did all of those wonderful things, but he didn't pay for it yet. Yachzer, he can go and give it back. However, once he paid the money, moshach, and now he makes the mashicha, too late. It's Jewish avodah zarah. Yoylech liyam melech, he can only go and throw in the yam melech, because you don't have a right to go and have any hanoah, throw into yam melech and get rid of it. Frank Dimara. Isol kadaita mashicha by bichavim koina. If you're going to go and tell me Mashiach by a goy is koina, why in the Reisha does he say Yachzir? Matzah behen, go back to the Reisha. Lekiach grutois, he bought these broken pieces of silver. He finds now a tzelem. He didn't pay money, but Mashiach, he already did the Mashiach. If you're telling me the Mashiach vis-a-vis goyim is koina, which is what Amemar said on the Amud Aleph, am I Yachzir, I can go and give it back. He's going to get money for this avodah zarah. It's meturach nisht. Amravaya, mishum demechse, kimekach tois. Some say you should not be goyis. Mechziki mekach toys, mishum mekach toys. I didn't know. Mishicha taka by goyim could be that it is koine. Why can I give it back? Because I didn't know that there were talims there. If I would have known that this is avodah zarah, I never would have taken it in the first place. Out mekach toys, I can give it back. So for Eitimor, if that's the case, Amarava Reisha mekach toys, Sefer la mekach toys. Why does it say in the Sefer that if we already paid for it, too late? Yerlech liyama melach. Even if he made 12 kinyonim, he made Mashiach metagbom, a kinyon chotzer, kinyon chalipin, he paid all the kinyonim. It was a mekach toys. I didn't want to go and buy tzelems. So why does he have to throw yama melech? Why not yasir? Elo Amarava Reisha v'sev mekach toys. Both cases are mekach toys. However, Reishas lo yoyv zuzi l'mischazik avoydus kechovim b'yad Yisrael. Since he didn't pay him yet, even though he made a Mashiach metagbom, it does not appear to be as if it's avoydah zarah in the hands of the yid. Because if it appears to be avoydah zarah in the hands of the yid, and now he's giving it back, he's selling it back to the guy. You're not allowed to go and sell avoydah zarah. But say for the Yoyv Zuzi, there he gave money. The appearance is as if he is doing a back-to-back transaction. In other words, on Thursday morning, he bought all those grutois. He already paid for it. Thursday afternoon, he looks into the bag and says, "Oy vavoy, I didn't know there's a tzelem there, and therefore it's osibah no'ah." Friday morning, he calls up the guy, "I want to give it back, and give me back my money." So to outsiders, it looks like on Thursday he bought the goods, and on Friday he's selling back the goods. You're not allowed to sell avodah zarah, it's osur bano. But that's only mischazi, it's not real sale, he's just giving it back. But once he received already the money, it looks like, oh, you're giving the money back, and you're getting the grutois back. It looks like two separate sales, a Thursday sale and a Friday sale, that's why it's osur. But if he didn't go and give money yet, even though he made kinyonim at Mashiach Matagba, since it was a mekach to'us, he gives the goods back, and shalom Yisrael. With this, we have concluded the initial machloikis between Ameime and Ravashi, is Mashiach HaKoina by Agoy or not. Now the Gemara, for the first time, finally brings our Mishnah from the Omid Aleph. Toshima HaMoich Yenit. Bukhrim, Zat Moich, Abyssal Shtila. I'm sorry, Brother Shai, you have a question?
You skipped a line.
I'm sorry, thank you very much. Thank you. Omli Markishich Bered of Chizla Ravashi. He's now asking Ravashi. Ravashi, remember, is the one that holds Mashiach is not Koina. Kinyan Mo'ois is Koina. Toshima, let's look at our Mishnah. Hamoichian Levikachovim. Person sold wine to a guy. Pasak, and they agreed to a price. Actually, Modad, before the Medida took place. Dom of Mutarim, then he can go and collect the money. Why can he collect the money? The goy made a medida, which is a mashicha, which is a hagba'ah, which is a kinyan. A second later, he's going to be noigeya, he's going to be menasech. What do we say over here? Dom of Mutarim, the money is mutar. V'yam is mashicha, boy, v'chom ain't a koina. If you're going to tell me mashicha is not koina, amai dom mutarim. Why is the money mutter? After all, even though the goy made a medida, if you tell me that medida is not koina in any kinyan whatsoever, nishka mashicha, nishka agbon, nishka chotzer, nishka gunish, and therefore it still belongs to the Jew. And a second later, the goy went and put his hands into the yayin after he did the medida. So it's already yayin nesach. So he's selling him yayin nesach product, and he's getting paid for it. Yayin nesach is osur bano. So if you hold the mashicha in a koina, why is it dama mutter? If you would hold like a meimer that mashicha is koina, there's no problem. Because when was the goy menasach it? After he was already koina it with the medida, with the mashicha / hagbah. But if you're telling me that mashicha is not koina, so it still belongs to the Jew, so that goy was menasach the Jewish wine and he's getting paid for it. Ay vavay, tzedach osir bano. Everything mahalchem ayiskin and da'akvim le'dinah. It's talking about, even though we didn't mention it, ikach osir menasefer, it's talking about that the goy gave him a dinner in advance, And Rashi says that dinner was a very large amount at that time, and it would cover a very large quantity of wine, and whatever wine quantity that the goy would go and buy, the dinner would have paid for that and more, and the Jew will now go and give him change. He gave him dinner, let's say that's the equivalent of $100, and all the wine that he had in that store would only be maximum $50, $80. So whatever he agrees to, you know, if he takes $50 worth of wine or $80, and then the Yid will go and give him the change, the difference between the dinner and whatever he bought.
So part of the mission of the whole thing is he gives you money up front.
Exactly, so, which is just like Rav. And that's the reason why it says in the Reisha, he can keep the money, because he got the money up front. Look at the Sefer. Madar actually pasak. The guy went and did a medida. He made a kinyan before they agreed to a price. Dama basurim. Ah, now the money is osir. Why is the money osir? Because the guy made a kinyan. He immediately was menasach the wine, and they didn't even agree to a price yet. So therefore, it's still the Jew's wine. Oy, oy, oy. Jewish wine was nisnasach, and he's getting paid for it. Isra, no, how can he get paid? Frank Dimor be the Conway dinner. Am I the Masurin? What's the problem? He got the money already before the guy even looked at the wine, before he touched the wine, before he picked up the barrel, before he was Manasseh. What's the problem? He got the money up front. Amalei, and he answered him back with the Yedochen, and according to you, the Amos Mashiach, where we come, is Koina, am I Reisha Dom Mutarim, the Sefer Dom Masurim, according to you, that you're saying that there was no dinner, but rather, all there was that they agreed to a price. And what was the kinyan? The kinyan in the first case was a medida, and the kinyan in the second case was a medida. So why in the ratio do we say that if you do the pisuk damim, the agreed to the price before the mashicha, the dam is mutter. If however you go and do the mashicha first and the pisuk damim second, then you say that the yayin is osur. Why? If you're telling me that a Mashiach is koinit, it should be koinit both in the Reisha and in the Sefer. Once the goy is koinit, he can be menasach it as much as he wants. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? Elamai Yislach Lameimah, what are you going to answer? Posek sam chadaite, le posek loy sam chadaite. Remember, we learned the Mishnah, we said that the Pisak Domim is very important because there's a meeting of the minds. They've already agreed to the transaction. The only variable is how many gallons am I going to take? Am I going to take 1 gallon or 5 gallons or 10 gallons? But the deal has been done. We're basically legally closed. Ah, so that's why in the ratio, when it was pasuk, actually, modad dam mutarim. Because the piece of damim is if we did the deal already. Masha enkein in the sefer, what was the sefer's case? That he was modad actually pasuk. Maybe they'll change their mind. They'll do a medida, 5 gallons, 10 gallons. Okay. Mr. Winery, how much are you charging me for that? $10 a gallon. $10 a gallon? Are you nuts? I wouldn't pay more than $5 a gallon. Take all your gallons back. I'm not interested. Oh, so there was no piece of dumb, only some chadaite, and therefore it was not, the wine remains the Jew's wine, and unfortunately in the meantime the guy had the possibility of doing a medida and a nisuch. That's why the Mishnah says, don't take the money. So just like you're saying, even without the hikdam loy dinner, that that's the difference between the Reish and the Sefer, the dinami, avagab the kodam dinner, even though he gave him the dinner up front, nevertheless, pasak, some chadait in the Reish, where they agreed to a price. I gave him the dinner. We have a price. Just the variable is only what the quantity that the goy will purchase. But loy pasak, even though he gave him the dinner, if they didn't come up with a final price, the guy will say, Mister, give me the money back. We never agreed to the deal. We never agreed to a price. I thought we would be able to work something out, but this is crazy. $10 for wine, which is only worth $5. Ah! Lisam chadaita, and therefore he has to give the entire dinner back. Frank Timar, one last back and forth about whether Mashiach is koino or not, only Ravino Ravashi by goy. Back in Masechta Sanhedrin, we learned that a ben noyach means a goy who accepted upon himself the shiva mitzvah ben noyach. If he goes and steals from a Jew, even though he stole less than a shava pruta, he's neherag. What's the reason why? Rashi explains, even though when it comes to Jews, the shiur is a shove pruta, that's only because a yid is moichel on anything which is less than a shove pruta. It is so meaningless, it's less than a shove pruta, ba shma, he's moichel. However, a goy who's not moichel, if he steals less than a shove pruta, nerak. What means loy nitin li shavain? So initially the Gemara learns that he does not have to return the money to the Jew. If a ben noyach stole from a Jew, he does not have to pay the money back. Why? Because the yid is moichel. But nevertheless, he's chayim misa because of the fact that he did a maisa gzeila. Break the mark. If you're going to tell me that the mashiach by goy is not goy, what did the goy do over here? He stole less than a shava pruta from a Jew. Hevra, that mashiach is not koina. If it's not koina, it's still in the Jew's legal possession. It's not in his physical possession, but it's still in the Jew's legal possession. So he bezoy for tomorrow, my nerak. It shouldn't even be called gzeila because he didn't take it away from the Jew. He stole it physically, but not legally, because mashiach ain't a koina. Evidently, the reason why he gets hariga mishum ditzare li Yisrael, he caused that initial tzar that the Jew felt violated, even though the Jew is moichel him because it's less than a shavu pruta. But nevertheless, it's still, you know, anytime you a goy steals from you, chashon, anybody steals from you, you feel bad. Even if you lost something in the street and it's a very insignificant value, but it still bothers you. You shouldn't have been negligent. I shouldn't have lost that. So it's Israel Mitzah, you certainly get harika. What does that mean, learning to the Shavayim? According to this new pshat, the Mashiach is Einoi Koina. Of course there is no Hishavayim. He never took it from the Jew. It still belongs to the Jew wherever it is. Kol Heicha de Isa Shal Yisraeli. Everyone means the Eina Betoiras Hishavayim. There is no obligation to return it. It's returned because he never took it. Because the Mashiach is Einoi Koina. Let's look at the seifa of that very same brisa. What happens if bochaveir v'not l'mimenu? Now a second goy stole that less than shava pruta from the first goy. That second goy is also neherag oleha. He also gets misa for stealing the stolen object. In Bishlam Ereshu, we said the reason why he gets misa mishlam the tzar li Yisrael. El seifa may ovid. We have not. The Gemara doesn't consider the tzar of the Akim to be meaningful. So, Ibazoi, what did he do? After all, nothing was stolen. Physically, it was stolen. But legally, it's still in the Rishus of the Yisrael. So, he didn't do a gzela. He wasn't mitzar a Yisrael. Why does he get Misa? Elishma, mino, we see clearly from this, Mashiach Vaivichovin is koina. After all, Shema mino. And I know that many of you are thinking, why? I'm always learning Mois Koinois, and Mashiach is not Koina. If you want to explore that further, the Toisis on Ayin Aleph Omet Aleph, in other words, where we started off today, brings the Shitas Rashi that we do not paskin like this Gemara. If you still have your Gemaras open, or if you want to open them, Ayin Aleph Omet Aleph, you see the Toisvis towards the bottom. It's a big Toisvis of Ashi, 10 lines into the wide lines, 10th wide, 10th. Wide line, yeah. The line begins. Mi Rashi Firish the Mashiach ain't a kainah by the chavim ela kesef the ain't a lachker Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish etc. etc. From other Gemaras the Mashiach is taken not kainah. So even though our Gemara here in Avodah Zarah says the Mashiach is kainah, Tosis brings Rashi from other Gemaras in particularly in Masechtas Bav Metzia Perek Azov that we do not paskin like that, but only Moyes kainahs and not Mashiach.
One last thing I didn't want to say in the beginning because we're running late.